South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Today is International Box Day. Let's take a moment and salute all those great boxes that made this day so special. Packing boxes, storage boxes, moving boxes, cardboard boxes, toolboxes, jewelry boxes, wooden metal boxes, pallet boxes, fuse boxes, gift boxes, corrugated boxes, ballot boxes, black boxes, lunch boxes, match boxes, shipping boxes, pizza boxes, empty boxes, P.O. boxes, pill boxes, Pandora's boxes, soap boxes, squeeze boxes, jewelry boxes, toolboxes, electrical boxes, penalty boxes, and Jack in the Boxes. Have a great Box Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's five.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks concluding her closed-door testimony before the House Judiciary Committee. Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington.
The New York Times reports Hicks refused to answer questions about her time working for the president or for his transition team. The White House has said Hicks is immune from answering questions related to her work for the president. Democrats say she even refused to tell them the location of her former office in the West Wing.
Ranking Republican Doug Collins telling reporters Democrats are grasping at straws.
They've gained nothing in their investigations. The Mueller report did not give what they wanted.
Hicks now serves as an executive for the Fox Corporation. A guilty verdict for the former leader of a self-help group in upstate New York accused of turning women into his sex slaves.
Keith Raniere, leader of the Nixium Group, could face up to life in prison for his conviction on 7 counts, including sex trafficking, racketeering, and forced labor.
Fox's Gernal Scott. This is Fox News.
Let's go now. Come on. I'm gonna play the strip, gonna let it rip, doing two shows a night. Make a lot of dough, never have to go to the airport to make a flight. Much better living. Put my name in those lines. No hotels or roadies who smell. Sleep in my own bed at night. The best thing about being in Vegas is the prerogative to just stay put and be totally lazy. So pay me like crazy for 3 weeks of sweet. It's good playing Vegas.
Joey!
Yes, now's the time to announce Ruby Wheeler. You need to call 396-5477. Ruby Wheeler. Call 396-5477 for your chance.
I'm just hazarding a guess, but she sounds like one of ours.
Yes, yes. And this is for your chance to win the 1-carat Forever Mark diamond from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You have to call within the hour, Ruby. So again, call 396-5477 for your chance to win this Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000. Incredible prize.
I don't want to spoil your afternoon. I just got a note from listener Mark who says, I like Barney just because it irritates Joey.
Yes, I figured a lot of people enjoy the bits.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think they get a kick out of it because it annoys you so?
Well, because I'm very entertaining when I'm irritated.
Oh, that must be it.
Yeah.
That's a good theory. We'll go with that one. That was really interesting, though, and only the dynamic duo of Jana... You know,
you're getting tired, aren't you?
Yeah.
Me too. But Jacqueline and Dana could bring that up and convince you.
Well, Jana is a contraction for Jacqueline and Dana.
Well, well done.
See?
Yeah, look at you.
That's how we cover our mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still going to Baumhauer's tonight. This will be my last Wednesday night with the group for a couple weeks. But the group will continue to meet. See, the group doesn't really need me that much. It's a great group. They get together. It's not like I put on a show or a puppet show or, you know, do magic tricks or anything. I have no skill. I have no talent.
Stop it.
I just show up. And it's great. And it's my Wednesday night out, and I look forward to it. But I will be with Goose a week from tonight, I hope, God willing. And then we have the 4th of July weekend coming up after that. So we always take a break around there. It's tough to get people together when there's a major thing going on. But again, that Wednesday night, yes, the band will. And we'll probably set something up for those that show. So there's always something going on. And then we have another contest coming up with Baumhauer's that we will announce before the 4th of July that will begin after the 4th of July. So there's lots being planned. 8 minutes after 5, I was downstairs speaking with Mr. Balaki. He was lamenting a wreck involving Ann Street, Zelda Road, and that area. So let's see what the latest is on that, and then we're coming right back.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we have a big jam up on I-85. It's on the northbound side. There's an accident at the Ann Street area, and that one has the traffic backing up almost back to the interchange, so be careful. The southbound side is slowing down around the interchange, so be careful if you're headed that way as well. If you get onto I-65, everything looks great. We don't see any delays there for you. Around the boulevard, it's stop and go at all. The traffic lights, just be really, really careful. There's lots of folks out there rolling with you. If you're on the 31s, we don't see any problems for you. Just be careful as you head home. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rosie, we had an interesting conversation while you were out of town last Friday. Rosie is from California, and the topic of earthquakes came up. We were talking about a show. Oh, it was on the Smithsonian, Getting Out Alive, and it was talking about some of the amazing rescue work they did in the San Francisco earthquake of 1989. And she talked about what it was like living with those and how weird it is and how, you know, the way it was described to me by a therapist is that there are things embedded in our brains that we never question.
Sure.
We never are given reasons to question. And one of those things is the ground is always going to be under my feet and it's going to be stable. We just assume that. And, you know, for 99% of the people in the world, they sail through life without ever having that experience of all of a sudden that one dependable entity starting to bounce up and down. There was a guy who described it in a way that really struck home with me. He said, I was on the street. I ran outside my house into the street to get away from falling debris. And he said, as the quake was coming, it was like somebody picked up, you know how it is when you take a throw rug and you shake it?
Sure, yeah.
So you get that roll in the middle, the energy rolls down the length of the rug and it blows the dust off. And he says, That's what the street looked like. Like somebody had picked it up at one end and was shaking it because the cars were literally lifting off the surface of the road. Well,
that's why I keep a jetpack on me.
There's a story today in the LA Times. They're having what they're calling a swarmageddon 40 miles east of downtown LA, and that could be the epicenter for a monster quake where they've had hundreds now. So there's kind of a consensus that these earthquake swarms that have been going on could be precursors to something more significant. I mean, I'm not a fan of California politics. I think it's the most effed up state. I think it's a worse state than there are countries that are in bad spots these days.
It's a place I'd like to visit. I would never want to live there.
It's too bad. Look, I got to visit it when Ronald Reagan was the governor, and it was great. Police were a little heavy-handed, but the streets were clean. You know, I saw a picture yesterday from San Francisco, downtown San Francisco, somebody dining outside at a fine dining establishment in the Market District, and there's a guy dropping a turd bomb on the sidewalk. That's what you get in San Francisco, San Fernando's district. That's progress. That's progressive. I haven't posted it. I'm so tempted. Because I still think 80% of the people have no clue what's really going on in some of these places. Let's get the forecast. Brandt's going to join us. We'll talk money. Pretty good day.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's still a few hefty storms roaming around out there. They're random, but they will fade out later tonight. Very humid. Overnight low temperature 76. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely, especially in the afternoon and evening. Some of the storms, I think, could be quite strong with damaging wind gusts possible. I think there'll be a few severe thunderstorm warnings tomorrow, and our weather app will instantly alert you for a watcher warning for your location because it knows where you are. So get it today. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow's high at 92. Not quite as many storms around on Friday, and then only widely scattered storms over the weekend with highs in the middle 90s. It's going to be hot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Butler County authorities have arrested 4 teenagers after a deadly shooting. Authorities say that last Wednesday, deputies found a man who was shot on Crosby Lane. He later died at the hospital. Authorities have arrested 4 teenagers ranging in age from 16 to 19. Their names have not been released. Republican Roy Moore is expected to announce Thursday if he will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore said earlier this year he was seriously considering another run after losing in 2017. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. And candidates for Montgomery mayor were part of a candidate forum Tuesday night. It focused on education, crime, and the future of West Montgomery. The mayoral election is set for Tuesday, August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
FM, on your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This program is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. I remember the 1980s.
We had 3% unemployment, low inflation, and Madonna was playing on the radio. Yeah. Things really have changed since then.
Well, yeah, I mean, all those things are true again, except Madonna hasn't really made a great song in a long time, and she may be playing on the radio, but most of it is stuff that she did years ago, before we knew what a lunatic she was. All right, we're waiting on Brant's phone call. Could be that he's busy with a client. You know, he does have... sometimes it's hard for him to get to the phone at exactly the time that we set aside for him here. So we're hoping. All I know is that everything finished in the green again today. And we're going to take this call from Balake.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I heard you talking about L.A. and you know, California in general. But I had the fortune of visiting L.A. back in October, this past past October or whatever. And I'm a country boy, you know. That was a whole new world for me. And I come back and I'm telling everybody, don't go to L.A. It was awful.
You know,
what happened to you?
Well, it has this, I don't know if it's just this, it has a distinct smell to it.
When you get
into L.A., you want to talk about full city blocks of tent cities.
Yeah.
There was a guy, we actually went to, because we just wanted to see what it was like. We went to Hollywood, you know, right there where the theater is and all that stuff. And we walked past this one building, and there was just this guy sitting, as soon as you walk past the building, sitting on a staircase with his pants down to his ankles.
Yep.
Just sitting there. And I'm not even joking, like your feet were like sticking to the ground. You're having to step over people every 20 feet. I'm not even kidding.
They keep voting for more of it. This is what I don't understand. When does sanity return? I mean, we're talking about a place. I don't know how long you've listened to the show. I used to work for a group called Styx.
Styx!
I used to go out there.
Never heard of them.
I used to go out there in the 70s for this band. Well, they didn't make it, so my efforts were in vain. But I used to love L.A. I couldn't wait to get out there. It was easy to navigate, and for the most part, people were friendly. It wasn't too much more expensive than Chicago, but the weather was fantastic. You know, go out there in January or February, and it was nice, and you saw mountains with the city and the blue sky and the ocean. It was just a comment. It was paradise. You had everything you could possibly want in one place. And
yeah, I've heard it's been, you know, that it's, because that's the first time I've ever gone, you know, so I've, and then of course what you see is not the reality, you know, what they show you is not the reality until you're there.
No,
you're
they're
like,
trying to, the future of our country is in the streets of LA and San Francisco, and it doesn't smell good, and they don't want you to see it. Because they don't want you to change your mind about our great socialist future. Blake, got to run. Thanks for the call. As we welcome Mr. Right on the Money. That would be Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Hey, man, how are you?
You know, I'm doing well. Well, I'm saying, no, I'm not doing too well. I had a client who passed away unexpectedly. It was a really... So I had to come down Niceville. Yeah, I had to run down to Niceville and, you know, kind of an emergency type situation. But these are never fun situations at all. And it can be emotional. But I did want to call in and talk real quick about the big news today, man. We, you know, I don't know if you saw, but the Fed left interest rates unchanged. And, Chairman Powell, kind of interesting. This guy, he sort of has a little bravado in him, especially after the way Trump has practically excoriated the man over the last 6 months. But he says, no, we're going to leave rates unchanged, and we're not going to cut interest rates this year. If we do, it may be in 2020. Mm. And then they asked him a question specifically and said, hey, do you worry about being demoted or fired? And he says, no, He said, I know what the law says. I have a 4-year term, and I plan on serving it out. So it was just somewhat interesting to me. But I will say, he can say they're not going to cut interest rates, but then immediately I was looking at, okay, you know, what is the dollar doing? Dollar's not moving up on this news. What are interest rates doing? The 10-year bond yield, the 5-year bond yield, they were trading down. And then lastly, what were equity markets doing? And they traded up slightly on the news. So that all tells me that the market's convinced rate cuts are coming in 19, in spite of the fact he said that they were not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always the sort of the interesting thing when you get these press, you know, conferences and announcements and so on and so forth. But I think as we get into the G20 summit, which is right here around the corner, that's going to be the next big market moving event, and probably has the potential to lift us higher. It also has the potential to take us down. It depends on if China can stay at the negotiating table or not.
Well, yeah, but at least of more recent vintage, there's been some optimism in that regard. Speaking of optimism, you know, yesterday I saw a Fox News put all these polls up about how everybody, including the DNC janitor, would beat Donald Trump head-to-head in the state of Florida. Yet, in Orlando last night, we watched 120,000 people try to get tickets, packing a 20,000-seat auditorium, thousands more outside watching on large screens. This man's voter enthusiasm hasn't diminished a bit.
Yeah. No, it was really, it was impressive. It was absolutely impressive. And raised $25 million doing it. It was almost averaging $1 million an hour.
Yeah.
And raised more money than all the other top five leading candidates running for the Democratic ticket. So,
of course, they turn up the shriek even louder, and this is all fake and blah, 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 blah. And in the meantime, they're all going berserk because Joe Biden gets 300 people who stumbled into one of his rallies. But he's going to beat Trump 50-40 in the state of Florida. Right.
Yeah.
Please, keep selling me
this stuff. Yeah. Well, and I will tell you now, Orlando, that was a gutsy move, but to go down there, because, you know, it depends on, you know, kind of where you are, I guess, in that state, certainly panhandle and all that, you've got more conservatives, but 120,000 people, that place was packed.
Right.
It was absolutely packed, and that was a real statement type thing there, no question about it, and we'll see, man. I can't believe. You know, it seems like yesterday he just won the presidency, and now he's doing his reelection campaign.
And maybe
blows my mind how fast the time goes.
Maybe with a little luck, we'll get to see him. Now that they've wasted all of our time chasing hoaxes and illusions and silly nonsense, fake news, he'll get a chance to really do take further steps to make America and keep America great. I thought that, look, it always comes down to voter. Who of the Democrats, I said this yesterday, I said, whether you like him or not, Trump's voters are going to knock you on your ass to go vote for him on Election Day, November 3rd next year. That's the way it is. Who do the Democrats have that's inspiring such passion? The only passion the Democrats have isn't for one of their candidates. It's their insane hatred for Donald Trump. That's the passion.
But that's
who,
it.
But who's going to rise from that group of losers, a fake Indian, a guy who's run a small town in Indiana into the ground and said, well, now I'm ready to be president. I can take the whole country down with me. And all these others, and the few who have even a shred of moderate political blood, like Tulsi Gabbard in Hawaii. They're trying to hide her because, God forbid, she should get traction. They want a radical in charge of this country. This party has gone so far off the deep end. They should pay for it.
No, it is. It's crazy. There's no one that I've seen, no one that I can see in any potential scenario that could beat him. You know, because right now everyone's kind of got the little sizzle lines, you know, and a little flash in the pan kind of stuff that gets the media attention. But if they actually get nominated, represent the Democratic Party and go toe to toe with President Trump, they're gonna get exposed real quick.
Yeah,
and that's the problem.
He
and
already,
I just don't see
Trump said today, and this is the bottom line truth. He said that the Democrats are just driven by hatred for him. Hang on one second. I want to get the exact quote. Radical Democrats driven by hatred don't care about U.S. voters. And that is so true. What do we hear about? You have idiot AOC calling the border concentration camps. Well, Obama was the one that put those there, okay? So stop, you know, making these horrible comparisons. People outraged over that kind of garbage. But that's what they've got. It's idiocracy versus reality in 2020, in my opinion. Thanks for listening, Brent.
I agree. We just got to keep this economy running. And
yeah, that's critical. But I don't see him being the kind of guy that's going to take his foot off the gas pedal with this at all.
I will say one thing, though, about the Fed chairman. It's a cute little sort of message, but he did indicate, or intimate, if you will, that he would be cutting rates in 2020. And that's what you're going to need to help get, you know, reelected.
Well,
interesting.
Yeah, that's true. That will be very helpful.
It's weak dollar, which protects your voter base there in the industrial state. It's lower cost of capital, which protects small businesses all the way around, and consumers, home equity lines, mortgage rates, all these kind of things. You got to keep it running. So anyway, just interesting. We'll keep monitoring it and let you know if we see anything different. But the market's telling me that we're going to get a rate cut this year, even though the Fed chairman said we wouldn't. So we'll see.
Folks, if you have never had a chance to sit down with a financial planner, Brent would be the first person to say, well, sit down with somebody, but we recommend that you sit down with him and meet the incredible team of people that backs him up at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management and get a plan going for your future, short-term and long-term, towards goals, towards your kids' education, towards retirement, whatever it is you choose to save for, see how painless amounts of money can accumulate into something really special and get your nest egg going now. Starts with that call, 387-0094, McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Brent, sorry for your loss there, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right, so whatever it is that started me off this week, Rich was kidding this morning. Now we find out Jay, the dancing Jay Bear, ain't going to be with us in the morning.
Well, the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
And then, don't worry. We'll still have random facts. We just close ranks and everything will be fine. We just hope Jay gets better quickly. He sent us photographic evidence of his temperature today. It's kind of amazing. You couldn't do that not too many years ago. 5:30, we have a couple of situations that deserve your attention on traffic. And in 30 minutes, we'll be heading over to Bomb Hours, where we hope you will join us.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through our 5 o'clock rush hour, and I-85 northbound looks like a parking lot this afternoon. Be careful. There's an accident around Ann Street. It has traffic backed up all the way back to I-65, so be careful in that area. If you're headed southbound on I-85, it's real thick around the interchange, so be careful there. Once you make it onto I-65, things look great. We don't see any problems there at all. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. $36,000 per year salary, must have skills. Text only your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Republican Roy Moore is expected to announce Thursday if he will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore said earlier this year he was seriously considering another run after losing in 2017. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. Butler County authorities have arrested four teenagers after a deadly shooting. Authorities say that last Wednesday, deputies found a man who was shot on Crosby Lane. He later died at the hospital. Authorities have arrested four teenagers ranging in age from 16 to 19. Their names have not been released. And candidates for Montgomery mayor were part of a candidate forum Tuesday night. It focused on education, crime, and the future of West Montgomery. The mayoral election is set for Tuesday, August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's still a few hefty storms roaming around out there. They're random, but they will fade out later tonight. Very humid. Overnight low temperature 76. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely, especially in the afternoon and evening. Some of the storms, I think, could be quite strong with damaging wind gusts possible. I think there'll be a few severe thunderstorm warnings tomorrow, and our weather app will instantly alert you for a watch or warning for your location because it knows where you are. So get it today. Go to the app store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Tomorrow's high 92. Not quite as many storms around on Friday, and then only widely scattered storms over the weekend with highs in the middle 90s. It's going to be hot. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is International Box Day. Let's take a moment and salute all those great boxes that made this day so special. Packing boxes, storage boxes, moving boxes, cardboard boxes, toolboxes, jewelry boxes, wooden metal boxes, pallet boxes, fuse boxes, gift boxes, corrugated boxes, ballot boxes, black boxes, lunch boxes, match boxes, shipping boxes, pizza boxes, empty boxes, P.O. boxes, pill boxes, Pandora's boxes, soap boxes, squeeze boxes, jewelry boxes, tool boxes, electrical boxes, penalty boxes, and Jack in the Boxes. Have a great Box Day.
And thank you. It is 5:36 on News Talk 93.1 FM. You know, of all the things that come up in an election cycle, I suppose I shouldn't be surprised by anything, but reparations? I guess they realize they're just going to have to buy as many votes as they can. What's the plan? How much is that going to cost, and what is that going to accomplish? Because for 60 years, I've been listening to the same a-holes tell us that if we just do this, if we just do that, if we just provide this, if we just, and on and on and on, and change this law and that law, and open up the playing field so everything is fair, has anything changed? Very modestly. Very modestly. It's still identity politics and always blame. See, the thing is, Larry Elder asked an interesting question. To pay for reparations, should the Democrats sue themselves? They're the party of slavery, right? After the election and re-election of the country's first black president, who would have thought that less than 2 years later, leading Democrats would seriously debate paying blacks reparations for slavery? Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi supports a bill. Well, at least it sounds like she does, because Trump has her numbers. It's just so beautiful to watch. Nervous Nancy. And she knows he's calling her that. And so when she has to speak in public, she's a doddering, stammering mess. And people that can't wait to vote for her. One of the things that we cannot do, just in terms of trying to make up for a horrible, sinful thing that happened in our country in terms of slavery, but for our country to live up to who we think we are, she added. What the F does that mean, Nance? How about the people that are taking a dump in your streets? Why is that happening? Why are you not interested in what's going on in your own damn district? We have to reduce the disparity in income. No, the means to reducing the disparity aren't dictated by government. They're dictated by initiative, determination, and free market economics. There's a lot of black billionaires. How did that happen? How come they weren't victims of the... In fact, the number of people who qualify for that 1% who are people of color and other various ethnicities has done nothing but explode over the last 3 years. But you see, they don't have much to offer unless they can continue that dependency shtick, which has not helped anybody, except for certain politicians to get reelected. Who was it that just went to Maxine Waters? You haven't seen her on TV much lately.
No, it's been a while.
Because they're hiding the bitch. They are. She's mouth open. She's become a comic book character, a parody of herself. She lives royally. I mean, royally, with servants and everything else in a $4 million house. And hey, if you can afford it, more power to you, but it's not in her district. The people in her district are still suffering. They're still living in poverty. And somehow, as their representative, she has enriched herself, her husband, and his bank connections, which are a little bit dubious.
It sounds like the name of a terrible party game or like board game. Hiding the Bitch, brought to you by Mattel.
Well, that woman is so filled with hate. I can't give you the metaphor I was going to give because it would have been ugly. Let's just go to Chad.
Hey, did you see that great USA Today poll? Got Trump in the positive on approval rating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did it say? What was the number?
49-48. And so the guy who's supposedly losing everybody by 10 points has the majority approval now. And you don't turn out the kind of crowds he had last night and have 150,000 requests for tickets.
They're trying every way they can to spin that. Look, Obama couldn't have done that when he was announcing his reelection, not unless they paid people to show up.
Well, that's why you got to say we're going to pass out reparations money.
And as Brandt pointed out, he said that was a gutsy move doing it in Orlando, which is the San Antonio of the state of Florida in terms of liberalism.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Orlando is not a conservative bastion that a lot of people think. I mean, if he really wanted to go to a conservative area, you go to Pensacola, place like that. But Orlando is not. It's a liberal city, like a lot of cities are. But, this whole reparations thing, I think Trump's best argument is, look, they can sit here and hand you money all you want. They can be Santa Claus. But the best way to provide opportunity for minorities is to increase their opportunities for employment, and to help them get off of, subsistence. Whites, too. I mean, everybody. I mean, a rising tide, all boats go up with a rising tide. And I think that's the one thing he can really point to is, look, the Democrats have been telling you for years and years and years that you minorities, that the party is your only hope. And yet, what was the unemployment number under Obama, the first black president? What were the food stamp figures under the first black president?
They went up considerably.
They were unbelievable. I think it was like at some point we had almost, 38, 40 million people? No. I mean, it's a huge number on subsistence. And don't get me wrong, there are people who need that. There are. And there are needy folks out there that have to have that. But if you put a work requirement in there for people who are able-bodied working that applies to everybody, regardless of your race, it's amazing how quickly people can find a job, And the president has done more for minorities in terms of giving them opportunity and deregulation, tax cuts. All those things help, not just whites, not just Asians, but everyone, help everyone. So really all you have is basically, a bunch of politicos screaming about how they're the virtue signalers because they want to have reparations. I want to know this. What if your family never had slaves? I mean, that's a very small percentage of people. And what does slavery have to do with you now, 200 years later? I mean, I hear the argument, we would have been better off in education if we would have gotten it 200 years. Well, my Irish Catholic family that came over here that was, oppressed in Boston for 100 years, they might have the same argument, right? Or Italians. How about Italians? I mean, were they not the bottom rung for a long period of time?
That's the history of America. And anybody that's studied the history of the country knows that perhaps the lowest on the rung when there was this ethnic competition among so-called white people, the Irish were who made that movie? Was that the five-point thing?
Gangs of New York?
Right. Gangs of New York.
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein.
Gangs of New York.
Yeah. That's an incredible
Irish
film.
Irish Catholics were not only oppressed, but they were oppressed for their religious beliefs and for their ethnicity. I mean, and so were the Italians, clearly, though, they weren't enslaved. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, if you look, you don't have to scratch too far below the surface to find a grievance for everybody, So I think the better way to approach this is the way Trump is and say, look, there's not going to be any reparations, but what I am going to do is create opportunity for you so you can succeed. Succeeding is not someone stroking a check for you. Succeeding is giving you the opportunity to earn enough money that you can go to a school over in Georgia and stroke a check to pay for the tuition of the entire graduating class of Morehouse College.
Yeah, that's...
Which is what that billionaire did. And then he got criticized by the left for doing it. They wanted him to take the money back because he wanted, these people are going to think that that's the way. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, they just want to whine and bitch and moan about everything.
That's all they got.
That's it. What an attractive message, huh?
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about Trump getting reelected. When I see that positive message last night, it's really kind of funny because the mainstream media is like, it's the same old stuff. I'm like, yeah, and it's good. What's bad about talking about low unemployment or a high GDP or low regulation or, you know, or less regulation? I mean, why is this a bad thing? You know, so if you're winning, you talk about those things. That's the problem. They don't want Trump talking about his successes.
You are correct, sir.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, you guys have a great one, okay?
Thanks. I was debating, you know, I thought, do I want to put this on Facebook or not? But it's a picture of an outdoor cafe in the downtown area of San Francisco. And there's people sitting at tables outside enjoying a nice day and whatever they have for lunch. And right there on the corner is a guy, pants down, taking a dump. Now, in a million years of evolution, nobody's going to convince me that that is... It's certainly not a healthy thing, but like, and maybe it was just the, you know, the photo of a guy crapping on the street. I did not put it on Facebook yesterday, but I sure gave it some thought, because people got to know what's really happening in these places. You know, on one hand, San Francisco is one of the wealthiest areas in the world, and but the dichotomy between who can afford to live there and then the rest, everybody, they're crapping in the streets. It's just nuts. But that's what Democrats will get you every single time. If you have a painting project coming up for the exterior of your home, choose John Lee Paints. New exterior brand, Solarproof. It is mildew resistant. It does not require a primer coat. And it stands up to the Alabama elements like no other. So well that John Lee put their name on it. It is their brand, John Lee and Solar Proof. Also, for the interior of your home, we've been telling you about Richard's Paint for years. And so much of what makes these paints great and why you should choose them is because of the outcomes that they produce, because they are formulated to be successful, to leave a rich, beautiful finish when they dry. Applying them correctly, because the staff at John Lee Paints, that group that Charles Bubba Turner's put together there, can make sure you're using the right rollers and brushes to apply the paint, that you've successfully patched any holes. You know, things like thickness on rollers and stuff, they make a big difference in the outcome. So they'll ask you all these questions, or make sure you at least know the answers to them before you leave and begin your project. The professionals, well, they choose John Lee Paint because they know the key for them as successful professionals is to use products that are going to yield that amazing result. And that's why they choose them. In fact, if you would rather have a professional, stop by John Lee Paints, pick out the paint you use, and they'll help connect you to a professional, a dependable, experienced professional to apply it for you. Nothing wrong with that. They're at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. And absolutely one of the most awesome local businesses with a history that goes back 35 years. Home for the official color charts of the city of Montgomery. And please let Charles Bubba Turner know you heard about him here when you stop by John Lee Paints in Montgomery.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your afternoon traffic, and things are rolling again on I-85. The accident has been cleared up, but traffic is still pretty slow around Ann Street, so be careful there. We also see a bit of a delay on northbound 85 between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. If you're headed north on I-65, we don't see any problems for you. We do have an accident on the boulevard. It's at the Boulevard and Narrow Lane Road, so be careful in that area. The rest of the boulevard is busy, so watch yourself around the intersections. Todd's Produce has fresh homemade peach ice cream made from Chilton County peaches grown on their own farm. There's nothing better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
New from KTEL, Lovesick, the ultimate collection of nauseating, gooey, and repugnant love songs. 22 stomach-turning hits, 22 stomach-turning stars. Billy Joel.
I love you just the way you are.
Stevie Wonder.
I just call to say I love you.
Whitney, I mean Whitney Houston.
And
as a special bonus, all of Side 2 will contain big names in rock who gave away their balls to get the chicks with these big love hits. Journey.
Oh, now I'm down to you.
Foreigner.
I've been waiting for a girl like you.
Eric Clapton. So much for Clapton as God. Also on KTEL Lovesick, you'll get two great Midwestern rock bands who sold out and wimped out. Chicago.
You're the inspiration.
And Styx.
Babe, I love you.
And we cannot forget the Poiré-trained voice of Joe Cocker.
You are so beautiful.
Now, doesn't that make you want to induce vomiting? That's why you need KTEL's Lovesick. Tastes so much better than syrup of Ipecac. But wait, there's more. You'll also get Don't Know Much by Ronstadt and Neville, Endless Love by Ross and Ritchie, The One That You Love by Air Supply. All hell, you'll get the entire Air Supply collection when you buy Lovesick by KTEL. Guaranteed to get you a date or we'll blow up one for you.
I blew up your body,
but you blew my mind.
KTEL Lovesick, available on CD, cassette, vinyl, or illegal download. Just $14.99 or $14.98 to make this commercial go away. KTEL, because...
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
I just look at the array of headlines and it gets more amazing. We've been talking about voter enthusiasm and the stunning demand for tickets and turnout for Trump's rally in not so very conservative Orlando, Florida yesterday. Meanwhile, Joe Biden today, who drew hundreds to a rally he had yesterday, praised two arch segregationists that he served with in the Senate Democrat Conference for their civility. The current 2020 Democratic frontrunner, and that means like temporary, told a group of donors gathered for a fundraiser at the Carlyle Hotel in New York City, it was vital the next president be able to reach consensus under our system to explain why he was the best candidate in that regard. Biden fondly cited his history of working with two of the Senate's arch segregationists, the late James Eastland of Mississippi and Herman Talmadge of Georgia. So what he's saying is, I'm the guy for the job. Because look at how well I work with these segregationists. This is the guy that's going to lead the so-called, and to me it's a complete misnomer,
Greg has party, tickled himself, ladies and gentlemen.
Party of diversity, yeah. Yeah, I got my funny bone going. This guy's just like, I mean, I kind of hope he can stay in the race a little bit longer, because this isn't the last of his boneheaded comments. He's got plenty more to make before all is said and done. And by the way, young Joey.
Yeah, Greg.
Since you got your way with Barney today.
Mm-hmm. I consider it a major victory.
Manipulating Dana Dalton.
I didn't manipulate anything. That was their honest opinion. They're brilliant women.
They are.
But anyway, what about it?
And a few emails I've had, too.
Yeah. What about it? You going to punish me now?
No, but we haven't kicked Kate Smith's God Bless America out of this show, even though they kicked it out of Yankee Stadium. By the way, the Yankees won today. How about this? Oh. Three in a row over the Tampa Bay Devil Dogs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, add another guy to Cooperstown.
That's right. So
yeah, you know, get that gold, you know, plaque.
Yankees were looking a little wobbly there over the weekend, but they're taking on a team that's been challenging them all year and whooped them three straight.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just got to face what you fear the most straight in the face. Face it straight in the face. Take it down.
Hey, a quick reminder.
Yeah?
That moment was brought to you by Mr. Electric.
Great and people. Great people. Great service.
Well, they are, you know. That's a pretty electrifying moment that Eddie Bader sent us in.
Indeed.
Yeah. Where does he find these?
Man, those headlamps are on bright.
At 5:56, at some point or another, whether you're a renter, an owner, whatever, you're going to need an electrician that knows what they're doing. Now, you can go thumbing through pages and browsing online. In the meantime, you got a problem that needs to be solved. I'm going to take the doubt out of the equation. From this day forward, it shall be, for now and forevermore, Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Master certified electricians that take their business very seriously, that say, we will be there at 1, 2, 3, give you a specific time, and that's when your doorbell will ring. They will quote you an upfront price on the job that you need done, whether it's a repair or an installation, and that's what you'll pay. It's totally straight by the boards, and it's done by the people who have the most experience. That's what you want. Anything being done with electricity should be done by people who have great experience with it. That's Mr. Electric, because that's all they hire. Certified master electricians. 269-8886. Visit them online at MrElectric.com. At 5:57, we'll be right back before we say adios and over to Baumhauer's.
We know with the right combination of sunny days, picnics, and trips to the lake, some summers can last a lifetime. We know the great outdoors. We love the great outdoors. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, where you can save big during our Star Spangled Summer Sale. Like select men's Henley shirts and logo t-shirts for under $10 each. And a Coleman 48-quart cooler for under $20. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Your adventure starts here.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents... Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limo! No! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The best thing in
folks, Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you may commence with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Abdul Lebo, you're going to be the next Greg Goodell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call